Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. We continue in the chapter of zakat, and we are up to babu zakat al-fitr, zakat of fitr. He said, of course, what is the reason for zakat al-fitr? Zakat al-fitr. The reason of it is al-fitr from Ramadan. And we, when Ramadan finishes, when your fasting finishes, when your Ramadan finishes, you pay the zakat of fitr. The reason behind it, or let's just say, the wisdom behind it is what? It's a purification of any sins that you've done in Ramadan. In case you didn't fast properly, or you there is rafath or lahu or something, then with the zakat of fitr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates any of those indirect sin that you fell into in the month of Ramadan. And also, some of the wisdom of it is making the poor and the needy happy at the time of Eid, at the day of Eid, so they don't have to run around looking for their meal on that day, and they have the time off to be happy on the day of Eid. He said, وهي واجبة على كل مسلم إذا ملك فضلا عن قوته وقوت عياله ليلة العيد ويومه. He said, Zakat al-Fitr, charity given at the end of the fast of Ramadan, is obligatory on every Muslim who owns more than the essential food he needs for himself and his dependents for the eve and the day of Eid. How much you need to earn to pay Zakat al-Fitr? If you have enough to feed yourself and your family. صح. يعني you have enough food, which is, in most cases, most of the people do own the food for their day that they have, and then you have something extra, you take the Zakat al-Fitr. Here he said, وَقَدْرُ الفطرة صاع من البر أو الشعير أو دقيقهما أو سويقهما. طيب. Here he said, and how much the amount of zakat al-fitr is a sa'. Whole, I will explain what is a sa'. Wheat or barley or their flour. It can also be paid in a crushed form or in dates or raisins. So here, he said it is a sa' of wheat or barley. We explained what is a sa' of wheat and barley. So we explained when we spoke about the zakat of grains and so. He said wheat or barley. So it has to be from what? Something edible, wheat or barley or flour. And when you crush it and you get their flour, the flour of the wheat or barley. It can also be paid in a crushed form, or in dates or raisins. So you can pay it as that. However, he said, if you cannot find it, this he should give any kind of food that he eats that would measure one sa'. So, yani, today you can't give wheat and barley. So what do you give? Or date or zabib. He said, if you can't find any of that, you give whatever your normal food is. So it has to be what? Tu'mah. Has to be food. Let's go through the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Bukhari al-Muslim narrated an Abi Sa'id. He said, Kunna nukhriju idha kana fina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitri an kulli saghir wa kabir. He said that we used to take zakat al-fitr when we were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the old and the young. So if you have young children in the family, you need to pay for them zakat al-fitr. Hurran aw mamluk. Hurrin aw mamluk. Whether he is free or slave. Even if you have slaves, you still pay for them. Sa'an min ta'am. Aw sa'an min sha'ir. Aw sa'an min tam. Aw sa'an min aqd. Aw sa'an min zabib. He said, sa' from food. Any food. Sa' from food. Or sha'ir, which is barley, or tamr, date, or aqit, aqit like cheese. Today, he said, or zabib, raisins, sultans, raisins, taif. So if you cannot find it, If you cannot find it, why at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, why Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu mentioned this? Because that was the common food of the people. Sah? The common food of what? The people. Barley, wheat, dates, this is what it is. Sah? Aqid, cheese. Now, it's different. He said, some scholars, they said anything that is what the people eat, like today rice. Sah? There was no rice, by the way, at the time of the Prophet. So today people commonly eat rice, so you can give it as rice for the poor. For example, pasta. Spaghetti there. Sounds better. Maybe. The spaghetti or any of that is common food of the people. Now, another issue comes about that. Can you do ikhraj al-qima? Where is the qima? The value. You live in Australia today. Say, okay, I'm going to take zakat of fitr. You take someone a kilo of rice or a sa' of rice, what happens? He says, what am I going to do with this man? Or if here are people that I need the money, because you meant to give it to whom? To the closest to you. To the closest to you. Now in Australia, even the poor people has rice. So what do? You say, okay, I send it back home for the needy people. How are you going to do it? Of course, the basis of it, the Prophet ﷺ specified, has to be food. Food. But can you send, for example, $10 or $7 or $10, a couple of people, $10, and they take that money overseas and they give it to the poor person? That's a question. It happens. Of course, for you to send rice to the people overseas, it's not going to work. Because first the time and the place, it just doesn't work. Sah? Because you have to ship it. And then it's not worth it. So what do? You send money. Now, there are Islamic organizations where they receive the money and they buy the rice and the wheat and whatever people need and spend it on the people there. Like, how about we give that $10 to the poor and tell him, look, listen, this is zakat al-fitr, go feed yourself and your family. Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh and Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayh, he said you can do that. Some modern scholars also gave the fatwa. They said that logically that people now, the poor people, don't read rice. He probably, you give him $10, he goes and buy something else, tuna, whatever, or he buys what he needs. Sah? Because what has been happening, that when we distribute rice to the people, they collect all that rice, and put it in the bag, and they go down to the river grocer, they sell it to him, and they take the money and use the money. That's what's been happening in a lot of countries. Another school of thought says, no, it has to be food. The Prophet is selling food, then it's food, and we're not budging from food. That's it. That's the sunnah, and what they do with it is not our business. We see what is the common food of the people and we give it to them. And this is to take يعني, the hadith on its apparent meaning. Now, Fatwa al-Lajna al-Da'ima, the fatwa of the Standing Committee in Saudi Arabia, they said, لا يجوز إخراجهما من غير الطعام الذي يكال بالصاع ونحوه للأحاديث السابقة. They said, the Standing Committee, they said, you're not allowed to take يعني, to pay it other than food. And the food that you are to weigh or saw, which is if you can't find saw, يعني, with the grams. And similar for the previous ahadith. فَلَا يَجُوزُ إِخْرَاجُ الْقِيمَةِ. It is not allowed to take out the value. لِأَنَّهَا لَيْسَ طَعَامًا. Because the value, which is the cash, is not food. Right? وَلَا يَجُوزُ إِخْرَاجُ الْلِبَاسِ. And you're not allowed to give him clothing. لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِطَعَامٍ. It is not food. And of course, here he said, وَكَذَلِكَ لَا يَجُوزُ إِخْرَاجُ اللَّحْمِ لِأَنَّهُ مَوْزُونٌ. Also, you're not allowed to give away meat because it is not, يعني, بِالصَّاعِ. It is what? مَوْزُونٌ, with weight. Right? وَلَيْسَ بِمَكِيلٍ. It's not from what is considered makil. What is makil? Makil is, you know, the cape يعني the صاع is when you do the hand the صاع is مكيل صح 1 2 3 4 صاع صح مد وسط this is called what مكيل الوزن is you weigh normally you weigh the meat it's not so what they're really saying here it is the common food of the people it is the common food of the people which is normally like the rice the barley the wheat the chickpeas the dates and all of that مفهوم that's what I said so what do for us to stay in the sunnah of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then in australia here or in any western country you look for an organization that takes the money off you and act on your behalf buys the food and distributes it then what happens you have fulfilled what you need to fulfill again they take the cash off you and they send it overseas and somebody goes buy the food and distribute the food and give it to the poor and the needy on the day of Eid صح you understand it and of course it has to be taken out maximum before the Eid comes meaning normally Laylatul Eid as he will take the night of Eid this is when you distribute it but of course living in Australia you can't do that because by the time you do it it's too late unless you have a special contact you pick up the phone and say okay it's Eid can you go and buy for us and he goes and buy and he gives it to the poor before you pray Salatul Eid Otherwise, after Salatul Eid, la tujzi. It's not sufficient if you give it away after Salatul Eid. So here in a place like Australia, for example, 4 or 5 days before Eid, you give it to that organization and you make sure they buy the food on your behalf before Eid comes. And then distribute it before Eid. He said, وَمَنْ لَزِمَتْهُ فِطْرَةُ نَفْسِهِ لَزِمَتْهُ فِطْرَةُ مَنْ تَلْزَمْهُ مُؤْنَتَهُ He said, وَمَنْ لَزِمَتْهُ فِطْرَةُ نَفْسِهِ Whoever must pay zakat al-fitr for himself, لَزِمَتْهُ فِطْرَةُ مَنْ تَلْزَمُهُ مُؤْنَتَهُ He said, must also pay it for all of his dependents. You see? يعني, if you have to pay fitr for yourself, then everyone is dependent on you, like your children, you have to pay fitr for them. And here we talk about whom? All the way to the born child. Brother said, unborn child inside the mother's womb. This has become popular opinion which has no authenticity except that Uthman radiallahu anhu, our piety, he used to do it. But if your wife pregnant, the baby inside her stomach is not dependent on you. He's dependent on Allah. You don't give him his risk. Once he's born, he's from your dependent, then you are to pay his zakat al-fitr. Apart from that, you're not. What about your mother and your father who do not work and they're totally dependent on your spending? Then you pay the fitr for them. You see? So if you're married and you have 3 children and your father and mother, 3 children, I just say 3 children and your wife and yourself, that's 5. Your father and mother, 7. You have to pay zakat al-fitr for 7. He said, of course, Laylat al-Eid, إِذَا مَلَكَ مَا يُؤَدِّي عَنْهُ He said, يعني, if he owes enough on the eve of Eid to pay for them. So you pay for them on, يعني, when you let the eve of Eid comes and you have the wealth, then you need to pay. But you just say you're bankrupt, you don't have any money. You don't even have money to eat. صح? The eve of Eid comes and you have no money. Then what do you do? You don't have to pay zakat al-fitr because you have nothing. صح? He said, in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Bukhari and Muslim عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر من رمضان صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على كل حر أو عبد ذكر أو أنثى من المسلمين وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة طيب هي الحديث of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said this is the here that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم obligated زكاة الفطر in Ramadan a صاع from تمر or صاع from barley upon every 3 or slave, male or female from the Muslims, and you need to pay before the people go out for salat. فإن كانت مؤنته تلزم جماعة العبد المشرك أو المعسر القريب لجماعته ففطرته عليهم على حسب مؤنته. He said, if someone's provision is the responsibility of a group of people, like a shared slave, or someone in a financial difficulty, who is a relative of a group of people, his zakat al-fitr is obligatory upon all of them. So what does it mean? Let's say two or three people own a slave. Then the zakat al-fitr of that slave upon whom? Upon those two or three people. The ilm is shared. Or a needy person who's very, very poor, and his, for example, two or three brothers took the responsibility of looking after this brother. And he has no money, and two or three brothers are looking after him. Then those two or three brothers are obligated to pay his zakat al-fitr. And that's why I told you about the father and the mother. If you are looking after them completely, or if you are and your brother and your brother, there's two or three of you, your father is old, he's not working, he's at home, and three of you chipping in to support your father, then zakat al-fitr is up on the three of you. You see? And of course, I'll finish reading and I'll continue. وَإِنْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُ حُرًّا فَفِطْرَتُهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى سَيِّدِهِ. He said, we'll continue. In accordance with their share of, share of responsibility for his provision. طيب, يعني what does it mean? It means, let's just say, three brothers looking after their father. Let's just say the expenses of their father is, just example, $200 a week. One brother pays 100 and the other two pay 100. Then zakat al-fitr, half of it is only one who pays half of the share, and then a quarter and quarter. You see? This is how. He said here, if a slave is partially free, this is al-mukatab. What is mukatab? A mukatab is a slave who is, his owner told him, go work and pay for your own freedom. He goes work and he pays installments to his owner, so he can be free. So if he's partially free and partially owed, like he paid half of himself and the other half still owed, so he pays half and his owner pays the other half. Simple tafri'. Yani this is the branches off on the main principle. His zakat al-fitr is obligatory on both him and his master. Now, here, because there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is Hadith Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, which is mawquf. Yani the ulama spoke about this hadith, and yani mawquf meaning it's not the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He said the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, the ulama has spoken about the authenticity of this hadith, and there is debate about it. He said, أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بصدقة الفطر عن الصغير والكبير والحر والعبد ممن تمنون. He said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger, ordered the صدقة upon the صدقة الفطر upon the young and the old, the free and the slave, from the ones who is under your care and the ones you're looking after financially. He said, ويستحب إخراج الفطرة يوم العيد قبل الصلاة ولا تجوز تأخيرها عن يوم العيد ويجوز تقديمها عليه بيوم ويومين. He said, it is preferred to pay zakat al-fitr on the day of Eid before the prayer. It is not permissible to delay it until after the day of Eid, but it is permissible to pay it a day or two in advance. You see? So zakat al-fitr to be paid when? At the day of Eid, before you go out to the salat. And you pray Fajr and you start going looking for the poor people and you give them zakat al-fitr. That's the sunnah. Like before you go to salat al-Eid. But once you pray salat al-Eid, it is not permissible to give. We'll go through it now. And also, you can, it is allowed to give it. Here he said it is permissible 1 or 2 days before. Why you can? Because you are fulfilling an obligation to come. even though the time of the obligation did not come, you still can give it before. Like exactly the zakat. يعني your zakat is in Ramadan, or let's just say in Sha'ban. طيب, now you say, you know what, I have the money for the zakat, I rather give it now. But if you die before Sha'ban, you're not responsible for zakat because the year did not lapse. صح. But you can give it before the time of zakat and there is no issue with that. It is permissible. صح. And you can give it 2 years in advance too. There's no problem. Same thing. This one, 1 or 2 days before to give it, there is no issue with that. And that helps us, inshallah, for if we live in places like Australia. Of course, the dalil that you cannot delay it after the day of Eid, the hadith that we mentioned, Ibn Abbas, hadith Ibn Abbas, it said, وَأَمَرَ بِهَا أَن تُؤَدَّى قَبْلَ خُرُوجِ النَّاسِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. And he ordered for it to be paid before the people go out to the salah. Of course, it is in your book, the hadith, in your box there. And some scholars said it's haram, and it is haram because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, the Bukhari narrated that Nafi', he said that Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما يعطي زكاة الفطر الذين يقبلونها وكانوا يعطون قبل الفطر بيوم أو يومين. This is in Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari. He said Ibn Umar used to give zakat al-fitr to the ones who accepted, and they used to give it before the fitr, day or 2 days before. So you can give it 2 days or 2 days before. He said, ويجوز أن يعطى الواحد ما يلزم الجماعة والجماعة ما يلزم الواحد. طيب. He said it is permissible to give one person the zakat that is obligatory on a group and to give a group the zakat that is obligatory on one person. Before I go into that, there is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, من أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقات. Listen, about zakat al-fitr, he said, whoever pays it before the prayer, it is accepted zakat. And whoever pays it after the prayer, it is unspecified charity. It becomes like a sadaqah. It does not fulfill sadaqat al-fitr, you missed it. So, the breaking time, the end of time is Salat Al-Eid. طيب, here he's saying, it is permissible to give it to one person from the poor people. You can give it to one person and you can give it to a jama'ah. يعني, let's just say now, you have Zakat al-Fitr, all of it collected. صح? For your family, which is, let's just say, 7 sa' of rice, or wheat, or dates. You have 7 sa' of that. One person you know, you knock on his door and you give them to him. He's living by himself. Can you do that? He said, yes, you can do it. And he also said, you can give to the jama'ah what you give to one person. Let's just say you by yourself, you have 1 sa' of tamar. You knock on a family, husband and wife and 2 children, and you give them 1 sa' of them. So they distribute it amongst them. Is it allowed? Yes, it is allowed. You see? So, if you give zakat al-fitr to one person, you can. Here, he's not talking about an organization that collected it from everyone, and then he's like 3 tons of rice, and they're going to give it to one person. That is bribery. That is, you know, that is not allowed. صح? That's favoritism. No. But if you have you yourself, one family, you have, of course, how much you're going to have? 10 sa', 15 sa', you give them to one person, there's no problem. That will feed him for that day and a few other days to come. صح? And you give him a ton, then what is he going to do with it? You understand? But also vice versa. Right? And this is, there's no difference of opinion between the ulama. So here he said, ويجوز أن يعطى الواحد من الفقراء ما يلزم الجماعة من زكاة الفطر لأنها صدقة لغير معين. Why? Because it is a sadaqah for unspecified person. يعني there is no specification like the other zakat, which is للفقراء والمساكين. And so to unspecified person, so you can do. فجاز صرفها إلى واحد كالتطوع. So it is allowed to give it to one person like the sadaqah. You with me? يعني you have a sadaqah, $500. What do you do? Do you distribute it to 10 poor people or you give it to one person? You give 50-50-50 or you give it all of the $500 to one person? Here, both are good. You have a choice. You either give it to one person or you give it to 10 people. Both are good. صح؟ Both are accepted sadaqah. This is the same thing. You have 7 sa' of tamar, you give it to 7 people or you give it to one person. Is no problem. Both is accepted. And you can give to a group of people مَا يَلْزَمُ الْجَمَاعَ. What can be given? مَا يَلْزَمُ الْوَحْدِ. What can be given to one person? Like one sa' of dates. فَيُقَسَّرُ بَيْنَهُمْ. So they distribute it amongst themselves. لِأَنَّ مَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ قَدْ دَفَعَ الزَّكَاةَ إِلَى مُسْتَحِقِّهَا وَهَذَا لَا يُعْلَمُ فِيهِ خِلَافُ بَيْنَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. So whoever does this, he has paid the zakat to the ones who deserve it, and there is no difference of opinion amongst the scholars in this. Okay? We move to Babu Akhraj al-Zakat. Any question to do with Zakat al-Fitr?
Sheikh, if you miss it, is there any way to speak to my doctor?
That's it, finished.
So if you're traveling, you still pay?
Whether you're traveling or resident or anything, it is related to fasting. So once Ramadan finishes, the zakat is up on it. Even if you haven't fasted Ramadan, all of it for sickness or for traveling or not, khalas, finished Ramadan, it's going to give to the poor person. So what you do is you sort of, you plan it that you give it out before you travel or something. If you have a son capable to pay zakat al-fitr for himself, yani they're earning money, do you have to? No, you don't have to pay zakat al-fitr on his behalf. You can give, that's a charity, but he's obligated. You see, he is obligated. But if you say to your son, I'll pay on your behalf, khalas, you pay and it drops from him.
So if you have family member but they're not under your care, but they aren't able to pay it,
If they're not dependent on you, then you don't have to pay it on them, and there is no zakat al-fitr
on them.
On them? Yeah, because if they don't have money, then they don't have money.
Yeah. What if say if they're in jail or something, do you pay on their behalf?
If he's in jail and he doesn't have any money at all to pay zakat al-fitr, then you can pay on their behalf. So you can tell him, and that's a good from you, but if he is not dependent on you, if, for example, you don't give him money, you're not dependent on you at all, you want to pay on his behalf as a good gesture from you, then that's no problem, but you don't have to because he is not to pay zakat. طيب, باب إخراج الزكاة. He said, لا يجوز تأخيرها عن وقت وجوبها إذا أمكن إخراجها فإن فعل فتلف المال لم تسقط عنه الزكاة وإن تلف قبله سقطت. He said, it is not permissible. Here he's saying, يعني how to pay zakat. He said, it's not permissible to delay it, يعني paying the zakat, until after it has become obligatory if one is capable of paying it. Let's take the first section of it. He said, يجب, you have to pay the zakat وقت الوجوب. وقت الوجوب is when? When is the time of obligation to pay the zakat? Now, not zakat al-fitr anymore, we're talking about the zakat. When is وقت الوجوب? When do you have to pay? When the year lapses, not 1 year. صح؟
1 year lapses. This is waqtul wujub. This is what happened. When the waqt comes, yani from that moment, the zakat is obligatory on you. 1 year. صح؟
No. He said, ولا يجوز تأخيرها. You're not allowed to delay it on the time عن قرب وجوبها أو عن وقت وجوبها. وقت الوجوب is when, here he said in Arabic, لا يجوز تأخيرها عن قرب وجوبها إذا أمكن إخراجها. In English he says, هي لا يجوز تأخيرها عن وقت وجوبها إذا أمكن إخراجها. You see? Time, and he said near. Of course, the word time is correct. فَيَجِبُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يُؤْتَى. It is obligatory on to pay the zakat when the time of it comes. هيك يا كامران؟ طيب. The time of it for gold and silver is when a year lapsed. And عروض التجارة year lapsed. طيب. What about from when the hab and the fruits and
when you season,
when you harvest, the
harvest. When you harvest and يعني تضع في البيضر, يعني when you start, you harvest it and you start putting it in the storing boxes. Now, so this is the time that you can. Can we? Well, listen, something now you're talking about the major problems. So here he said, you can, yani also we can keep it if there is a maslaha for the faqir for a short amount of time. Yani for example, you're going to give it to the poor person when he arrives to the city, or there is a maslaha for him. You see? But if there is no maslaha, and he said, yani we can delay it for a small amount of time. Not for a very long time, not months and 2 months, for a small amount of time until he comes, or there is a maslaha for him. No. Yani, for example, also to give it to the person who is more in need. Yani, let's just say you have the zakat here, okay? You have the zakat with you now. There is a person in need, but not dire need. You can give it to him. But you know, if you wait 2-3 days or a week, there is someone coming, you know him is coming from overseas, for example, refugee or something, has nothing. Then you delay the zakat until he comes and you give it to him. You see the difference when you can delay the zakat? It's for something that is maslaha and waqt yasir, small amount of time. طيب. He said also an issue with عروض التجارة. Let's just say عروض التجارة. You have a store that sells, for example, furniture shop. And then it comes up the zakat. So how am I going to pay the zakat? I have $100,000 worth of stock sitting in the store. And I really have no money. I actually owe the supplier's money, the factory. And the zakat comes, which is $10,000. Where am I going to get you the money? Or $2,500. Where am I going to give you the money? So what are we going to do? Then for him to delay the zakat a little bit until he sells few products and gets the money, then he can. Why? Because otherwise there's going to be harm on him. Let's just say a furniture store that any lounge room cost $5,000-$6,000. So how is he going to give you the $2,500? And he doesn't have any money. Cash. He breaks the lounge room and he gives you half of it, yeah. Or he gives you two couches or a couch from the lounge room. No, we say, wait, pay it, yani until you sell, and then we take the money off. This is delaying ikhraj az-zakat. Delay ikhraj az-zakat. Also, yani some of the ulama gave fatawa. لا يجوز للمزكي ولا للهيئات الخيرية أو الحكومية أو غيرها ممن يتولى توزيع الزكاة استثمار أموال الزكاة قبل إعطائها للفقراء, لأن ذلك يخل بفورية إخراج الزكاة ولما فيه من الأضرار بمستحقي الزكاة بتأخيرها عنهم. And this is the fatwa of the Majma' al-Fiqhi in Rabitat al-Alam al-Islami in Mecca al-Mukarramah. What did they give fatwa? They said that it is not allowed to the muzakki, to the person individually giving the zakat, or charitable organization, or a government that collects the zakat, or others from the ones who take up the responsibility to collect and distribute the zakat, to invest the money of zakat before giving it to the poor. Some of them, what they do, they take the zakat and say, we invest it for 3 and 4 months and then we give it to the zakat, to the people. Why? So they can use that money a little bit. So they can sustain their organization, because their organization has what? Has people who need to be paid. Has what? Rent. Sah? We'll see, we'll talk about that when we get to the amilin alayha, and the place where the ones who work with the zakat. He said, you're not allowed, because this go against which condition? That you have to take the zakat out and pay fawran, straight away. By then investing it, what happened? It is not straight away. So what does it mean? It means if you own a charity organization that takes the money from zakat and give it out, say, okay, now we collected the money, how about we use some of that proportion of that money, we invest it in a small business that gives us money that we can give to the poor. And that idea comes from the head of our people. Of course, if the ones who run the zakat are business people and they think they have knowledge, oh yeah, that's my, inshallah, we can invest it and get 15% or 20% return, or 30%, and that 30% that can pay the poor in 3 years, we got the money, and they start like, no, get the money out and give it to the poor person. It's not your money. You're only entrusted with it. Take that money out and give it straight to the poor person. You're not allowed to invest it or do anything. You just take it and give it straight to the person who comes. The first person who comes really need the money, you've got to give it to them. Here he said, كما لا يجوز للهيئات الخيرية أن تتولى توزيع الزكاة تأخيرها تأخير إخراجها مدة طويلة من أجل تقسيطها على المحتاجين. Also, it's not allowed to the charitable organization delaying the distribution of zakat for a long time so they can give it in proportion to the one who needs it. And you take the money and keep it in the bank, so we are wise, so waiting for the people to come so we can give them the zakat. He said, you can't do that. أو من أجل البحث عن من حاجتهم أشد أو نحو ذلك. He said, also, you're not allowed. This I'm telling you, Ya Ikhwa, this is the fatawi of Al Mujamma' Al Fiqh Al Islami. He said, also, from Fadir Fatawi, you're not allowed to delay it so you can look at for a person who's really in need. To say, look, I am looking for people who are really in need. You cannot keep it. You have to take it out to the needy people, and that's it. أو نحو ذلك or similar to that. بل يجب إخراجها عند وجوبها أو بعد فترة يسيرة. You have to take it out at the time of the obligation or after a small amount of time if there is maslah. طيب المجدع الإسلامي, they said the time maximum is 1 year. It can be delayed if there is a maslah. So before the year lapses, you need to take it out and give it to the poor. And before the year comes, you should have zeroed your bank account and the money will be given to the people who deserve the zakat. Of whom? All of this is, I read to you also the fatwa, ma'alashi, I'm going into details, but you need this. Al-Lajna Da'ima in the fatwa, the Standing Committee in Saudi Arabia, they answered the question about delaying the paying of zakat to more than that 1 year because we need to do so. They said it is allowed if the necessity is not calling to give it to the one who needs it. Sah? He said if the it is allowed to keep it if there is yani there is no need to give it. You have the zakat and there's no one you can give it to, then to delay it until that the needy comes, then yes. وكان تأخيرها لمصلحة متوقعة. You can also delay if there is most likely مصلحة going to happen. طيب, where you can spend it in. وذلك في حدود أقل من سنة. And this has to be less than 1 year. So keep it, it has to be less than 1 year. It can't be more than 1 year. فإن فعل فتلف المال لم تسقط عنه الزكاة. Meaning, he said here, if one does delay it and the property is ruined, the responsibility paying the zakat will not be revoked. What does that mean? Meaning, if you delay the zakat from the time you need to spend it. Yeah, you keep the zakat with you for later than the time that you have to give it. And that money got stolen or got ruined, or if it is wheat or barley or whatever you're giving out as zakat, got ruined by rain and got destroyed, you still have to pay the zakat. Why is that? Because this is not your money. We're not talking about a body now, we're talking you. We're not talking about an organization, you. You are a farmer, you have to take, for example, 20 kilos of barley zakat. And you said, okay, I'll take it up today, tomorrow, and you kept on delaying, and you left them in the rain, or rain on them, or the rats ate them, or something happens. Then you have to get new ones and give them away in zakat. Because as soon as the time comes, whatever money is to be paid as zakat, that amount of money is entrusted in you, and you do not own it anymore. It's not your money. You have no say what should happen. You have to give it straight away to the one who deserves it. It is their money. وَإِن تَلَفَ قَبْلَهُ سَقَطَتْ. However, if it is ruined before the time of obligation, it will be revoked. What does it mean? Meaning, if the zakat is ruined before the time of obligation, meaning the zakat is obligatory after 1 week. Before 1 week, you already put them aside. You see, you calculated, خلاص, you estimate, you said, okay, this is the time, this is the money of zakat. And then all your wealth, not the zakat money, every, yani the nisar, talif, then there is no, you do not have to repay it. Yani here, it's like someone who does not earn the nisar. صح? You had $10,000, and you came and you said, okay, after 1 week, I have to pay zakat on this $10,000, which is what? $25. You put $25 aside. Somebody did a break in Anna and took the $10,000. Then there is no more zakat. That 25 go back to your pocket, because you, the money is gone and the nisab is gone. Like the one who does not have the nisab all together. طيب, he said, وَيَجِوزُ تَعْجِيلُهَا إِذَا كَمَلَ النِّصَابُ. It is permissible to pay the zakat early if the nisab is reached. See, here the dalil is the Abbas radiallahu anhu. The Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted from the Abbas the zakat of 2 years in front. And that is the dalil that you can pay the zakat in front 2 years ahead. وَلَا يَجُوزُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. And it is not allowed before that. But it is not permissible before that. Here he's saying you're not allowed to give the zakat before you own the nisab. Let's just say the nisab is $3,000. You own $2,000. You own how much? $2,000. Now you say, how about I'll give the zakat? It's coming in Ramadan. I'm most likely to have $3,000 by the time Ramadan comes, and I pay every Ramadan, so I'll pay it now. Here, can you pay the zakat or not? The ulama said, you do not pay zakat, you're not supposed to pay zakat. Why? Because you haven't reached the threshold. The nisab. Now, this is go back, I don't know if you remember in 2010, when we started the book, we spoke about sababul wujub wa shartul wujub. The ulama say, sababul wujub, it's called in Arabic, سبب الوجوب. The reason of obligation is having the enough money to pay the zakat, which is the threshold, which is النصاب. The condition of الوجوب, شرط الوجوب, when the year lapses. This is the condition. The prerequisites of the zakat is what? Having the نصاب.
What is sabab al-wujub of the salat? The sabab al-wujub, the reason the salat becomes obligatory.
The time
of salat. Sah. The time. When the time comes, khalas, you have to pray. And that's why, for example, 20 minutes before Adhan al-Isha, something happens to you, you're not responsible for the salat. You die, you're not responsible for the salat, because you haven't lived enough for the reason of obligation to exist. There's a golden rule. Ibn Rajab, rahmatullah alayh, he put in his book, Tahrir al-Qawa'id, or another name for the book, Al-Qawa'id al-Fiqhiyya, the golden rules of fiqh, he said, rahmatullah alayh, you can do the ibadah, you can do it prior to the condition of wujud. But not before sabab al-wujud. So this is a shart al-wujub wa sabab al-wujub in Qawa'id ibn Rajab rahimahullah. And he said, وَلَا يَجُوزُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. And inshaAllah we continue. فَإِنْ عَجَّلَهَا إِلَى غَيْرِ مُسْتَحَقِّهَا لَمْ يُجْزِئْهُ. We'll talk about it inshaAllah.
سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.